We're conducting a two-day training with 25 to 30 people. All of them are commanding officers. And the topic that we're discussing with them is international humanitarian law, so the rules of war, basically.
How is this international humanitarian laws going to help the SPLA officials you're training here in Kapweta?
So international humanitarian law, or IHL, is already part of the legal frameworks that the SPLA works with, because it is embodied in the SPLA Act of 2009 and in the SPLA rules and regulations. What we do is basically a refresher for commanding officers to make sure they all have a shared basis of knowledge when it comes to how to behave in a conflict. And we're hoping that those who are the commanding officers come away with a refreshed memory of this and are then able to apply it to their job and when commanding other soldiers.
Yes, you're training them on these laws now. What do you expect out of them as soldiers in this country?
Right, so basically 2 days is very short, but what we expect is that they get the opportunity to discuss what does international humanitarian law mean practically for them, what are the challenges in their jobs, and how can they make sure that they apply this consistently in their day-to-day job and their day-to-day tasks.
Has it been a long-term planning, or there have been some also refresher courses that you have provided to the SPLA in this state or other state in South Sudan?
These trainings are something that we do all over South Sudan, actually. So we have a team of specialists who are quite busy, actually, providing trainings everywhere. In Kapweta, it's the first time for a while that we've been here. And so the last time we came, we met with the SPLA and we discussed the possibility of such a training, and they were indeed very interested. So that's why we're back here today and yesterday.
SPLA is one of the strong institutions in the government, and you are targeting this institution, yes, to train them and give them the knowledge, equip them with a lot of knowledge on laws. This is one of the important things that actually will help this country. But now, are there more opportunities that is going to be there, that you would provide also more training to junior SPLA officials, because in most time these are the immediate people who are in forefront of execution of their duties?
Yes, you're correct. That's true. What we do try is to start with the higher ranking officers, because we believe that behavior change starts from the top, and lower-ranking officers will be commanded by a commander. Even at the forefront of events, there will be a commander present. And so that is why we start with them and we target them first, basically.
Are they coping up with the skills that you are giving them? How are they coping up with their skills?
I think measuring how much somebody changes their behavior after a two-day training is not so easy, but overall, I would say we've had quite positive feedback about these trainings, and it's been quite well received. And we've heard many times that the opportunity to rediscuss this and talk about it again and get some more knowledge on this has been very much appreciated. So we think it's positive.